This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you hit the middle of the week, what a great time to stop again this morning and say, God, what do you have to say about my life? And how do you want to change me through the truth in your word, the Bible? Every weekday morning at this time, we start by reading something from the Bible and just thinking about what God is saying to us. Even as I get ready to read, why don't you just in your heart say, God, I'm listening, if you have something to say to me personally. We're talking this week about this big Christian word, sanctification, which simply means God is wanting to make you holy. Maybe that scares you to think about that. But the word holy just means different, set apart, not the same as everything else. That's what God is. He is completely other. Completely different. And he wants to make us different than our lives have been without him and different than the world around us. Listen to what Paul says in the Bible when he writes to his younger Christian friend, Timothy. He says, "But God's firm foundation stands, bearing this seal. The Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity or sinfulness." Paul goes on with this word picture. He says, "Now in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, those special dishes you have in the china cabinet, but also of wood and clay, the common dishes, some for extra honorable use and some for dishonorable, just common use. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. So flee youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart." Well, as Paul writes to Timothy about a holy lifestyle, this different way of life that's set apart from what you see around you, he gives this principle. God knows who's his. Don't worry about that. But let everyone who names the name of the Lord, if you call yourself a follower of Jesus, then live the life. And he makes this point, your life can be one of two kinds of life. It can be a life that's really useful to God, that God uses to change the lives of the people around you as well, that makes an impact in this world for God and for good. Or it can just be a life that just flows along with everyone around you, making no difference in the world at all. He says the way to live the life that's different is to cleanse yourself from what is dishonorable. And as you look at your life, if you're a follower of Jesus, then God's at work in your heart, and he is making real to you what in your life is offensive to him, offensive to other people, and he says, get those things out of your life. Just be ruthless with them. Don't tolerate them. Don't allow them. If you cleanse yourself from those things, you will be a vessel for honorable use. Set apart as holy. That's this word, sanctified. Set apart as holy. Useful to the master. God can use you when you live a life like that. Ready, prepared for every good work. If you want your life to make a difference, Paul says, flee youthful passions, pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Who is there in your life that you can spend more time with? Because you know they are living for God. They are cleansing their lives from these things, and you can see them making a difference. make a difference along with them as you choose that same way of life too. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.